Well, it depends if you daven Nusach Sfard or Nusach Ashkenaz, which bracha we're holding at right now. In Nusach Sfard, we're holding at the bracha of Hameichin Metzadei Gover. Right, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, Alekenim Melech HaOlam, Hameichin Metzadei Gover. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, the King of the world, who prepares man's footsteps. Hameichin Metzadei Gover, who prepares man's footsteps. Now there is a gersa that one should say Asher Heichen Metzadei Gover instead of Hameichen Metzadei Gover. It means who prepares. Hameichen is who prepares the footsteps of man. Asher Heichen would mean he who has prepared. That would be past tense. We'll soon talk about why there is a difference of these two neschois. In Nusach Ashkenaz, the bracha we're holding by right now would be the next bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarkei, Blessed are you Hashem, our God, the King of the world, who has provided for me my every need. So Nusach Sfard places Hameichin Metzadei Gover before Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarkei. Nusach Ashkenaz places Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarkei before Hameichin Metzadei Gover.
Both have to do with feet.
What?
Both have to do with feet.
Right. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara is like Nusach Sfard. The Lashon of the Gemara is Ki Mazge Leima Baruch. The Gemara gives us this whole order of when a person should make the brachas in the morning. Right? The order according to how a person wakes up and gets dressed. So it says when a person walks, he should say, Baruch Hameichin Metzadei Gover. Right? That's when he walks, he should say, Blessed are you Hashem who has prepared the footsteps of man. And then the Gemara says, Kisai Mesane, when he puts on his shoes, he should say, Baruch Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarkei. Blessed are you who provided for me my every need. So, the Baruch Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarkei is for putting on shoes. The question is, if in the Gemara it says to say Hameichin Metzadei Gover before Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarkei, why has Nusach Ashkenaz switched it around? Now, I could say that's why we daven Nusach Sfar, right? But Nusach Ashkenaz is obviously a very holy Nusach that was established by very holy Jews. So we need to know why they switched around the order of the Gemara. So the...
How about they put on their shoes?
Oh, so why the Gemara did they not? So the Chachanavar explains in Sefer Tzlis and Avram that we find in the days of the Gemara that shoes were something very chashuv. It was something that people put on only when they went out of the house. It was like a chashuv beged. The people wear their hat only when they walk out of the house. It's something similar to that. Around the house, people just wore their socks or whatever. They walked around barefoot. So that's how it was in the time of the Gemara. That's why the Gemara says, when you walk around, you say, Hameichin Metzadei Gover. And then when you put on your shoes, you say, Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarkei. So, but nowadays, says the Chachanavar, we don't start walking before we put on our shoes. We put on the first thing we do in the morning, we put on our shoes. So we say Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarkei before we say Hameichin Metzadei Gover. That is Nusach Ashkenaz. Now, it is, it happens to be that there is a kepeda. We find that Erlich Eden were very, very makbid not to walk around without shoes, ever. I can tell you that my father's Lazan Gazint is whenever he saw us without shoes, it was close to the end of the world. He was very makbid that we wear shoes all the time. I once asked him why he's so makbid. He told me that not wearing shoes is a siman of avelus. And it's not something anybody wants to show upon themselves. Just and areas, those areas of things that are a sign of avelus, we find that people are very makbid not to do anything that is similar to avelus. That's why we're not supposed to learn Hilchas Avelus unless it's relevant. Because learning Hilchas, these are things that conducting oneself like an Avel or learning the Halachas of an Avel can Chas V'Sholom arouse dinim upon a person above as to whether they are supposed to be an oval or not, chas v'shalom. So it's very important that a person should see to it to wear shoes all of the time, from the first thing a person does in the morning. It's very interesting. There's a tshuva in the Chassam Sofer where Chassam Sofer was married to Rabbi Akiva Eger's daughter. And Rabbi Akiva Eger had a shaila in Hilchas Avelus. And he writes the shaila to his son-in-law. The shaila to his son-in-law. So the Chassam Sofer answers, the tshuva is printed in the tshuvas. Chassam Sofer answers to his father-in-law, I don't know why you sent me the shaila. I just want you to know, so right to the Chassam Sofer, that when he received the shaila, his mother was nifter. That's what some stuff writes. I want Yishreya to know that you got to be careful. That due to the fact that some stuff blamed it on the fact that he had to, that he was asked to shine that house. This pasuk, this bracha, Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, Hameichen Mitzadei Gover, He who prepares the footsteps of man, is based on a pasuk in Tehillim. Kapitel Lamed Zayin, the pasuk says, Mahashem Mitzadei Gever Kainanu V'darko Yachpatz. Pasuk says, From Hashem, the footsteps of man are prepared, and his ways he desires. There's a Sefer Dei V'Sholem, he explains this pasuk, Hashem etzad gemer kanon v'darka yachpot, that it is decreed upon a person when a person is born how many footsteps a person will take in life. That's what Hameichen etzad gemer is. We bless Hashem who has prepared the footsteps of man. It is decreed when a person is born how many footsteps the person is going to take in life. However, where those footsteps are going to be is up to the person. Whether he's going to walk in good ways or he's going to walk in bad ways. So that's why the pasuk says, Hashem, from Hashem, the footsteps of man are prepared. V'darkoi, which way is going to be Yachbos? That the person has to desire. The person has to decide where he's going to walk those footsteps. So according to this, the nusach of the bracha should be asher heichin mitzadei gover, not hameichin mitzadei gover. If we're talking about the footsteps of man that were decreed upon a person when they were born, so it should be past tense. Baruch Ata Hashem, asher heichin mitzadei gover, he who has prepared the footsteps of man. And indeed, there is such a girsa, asher heichin mitzadei gover. So, what is pshat in the girsa of hameichin mitzadei gover, he who prepares the footsteps of man? I'd like to suggest that there's a, the Gemara says, v'mokam she'olam, v'mokam, v'derach she'olam reitza leilach malich anaysay, Chazal say, in the way that a person wants to walk, he is taken. So, if a person wants to go in good ways, the person will have siyata dishmaya, that he'll have assistance from heaven to walk in good ways. And if the person, chas v'sholem, desires to go in bad ways, he is taken along those ways. He is given assistance. Right? So, we say this, so what comes from the Gemara is that according to a person's bechira, according in the Vidarka Yechbats, according to a person's bechira, whether he desires to go in good ways or in bad ways, the Rabbeinu Shlom then prepares his footsteps. Even those footsteps are prepared, are then prepared at that time. So we have to say the bracha hameichin mitzadei gover, he who prepares footsteps of man based on a man's decision where the person wants to go. Interesting that the bracha here is Amechen Mitzadei Gover. Right? The man has many names, right? Man can be Adam, man can be Ish. Right? The bracha could be Amechen Mitzadei Adam, Amechen Mitzadei Ish. Gover is also one of the terms that is used for man. And again, this is based on the pasuk Hashem Mitzadei Gever Kainanu. So it says Gever in the pasuk, but why is the word Gever used here instead of Adam or Ish, which are definitely more common than Gever? So the Reb Chaim Kosover says that based on the Gemara says that that the nature of every Yid is that we are Rachmanim, Baishanim, and Gomel Chasadim. We are compassionate people by nature. We are bashful people. And we are people that do acts of loving kindness. We do this by nature. Baal Tanya says that it is not even our nefesh alikis. It's not our godly soul that has these natures of these very good natures of Rachmana Baishanim Gemel Chasadim. It actually comes from our Nefesh HaBahamis. The Nefesh HaBahamis, the animalistic soul of a Jew, has this nature of Rachmana Baishanim Gemel Chasadim. A Jew doesn't even have to work on having those midas. It comes to us by nature. So he says that the word Gover is an acronym, it's a Rosh HaTevis, for Gemel Chasadim, Vaishanim Rachmanim. And that is something Hashem prepared for us in advance. Hameichin Mitzadei Gover. The Rebbeinu Shlom has prepared for us those footsteps of Gemilas Chasadim and Vaishanim Rachmanim. Those are prepared in advance. And that's what we make a bracha for. Now, we mentioned before that the Gemara says that katzayim misane When a person puts on his shoes, the person should say the bracha also the called tzarki. That he has made for me, that Hashem has prepared for me all of my needs. And we need to know what the connection is. Why is it when you put on shoes, do we say Shalsadi Kol Tzarki? So I mean, I guess you could say, I'll be pashtus, that since the shoes are the last thing that a person puts on, a person has already put on everything else they need. So when I put on my shoes, Shalsadi Kol Tzarki, you have given me everything that I need. It's a bit difficult because a person's clothing is not the only thing a person needs. A person needs to eat, a person needs to pay their bills. There are so many things that a person needs. So why is it that when you put on shoes, you make the bracha shalsli kol tzarki? The Gemara says, lo'ilam yimkar adam kol ma sheyesh lo'i v'yiknem in olam l'raglav. A person should sell everything that they have in order to buy shoes for their feet. That's how important it is to have shoes. Yet on the other hand, we find in Parsha Shmos, right, when Moshe Rabbeinu was approaching the Sina, the burning bush, Hashem says to him, "Shana lechem yaraglecha, take your shoes off your feet. The place you're standing upon is a holy ground." So here we see that having shoes is so important. And on the other hand, we see that when it comes to a holy place, you got to take off your shoes. We find the same thing by Har HaBayis. One is not allowed to go on to Har HaBayis with his shoes on. Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year, we're not supposed to have our shoes on. So what is this all about, the shoes? So I'd like to suggest that the nature of people is that when it comes to gashmius, when it comes to materialism, we don't tend to be satisfied with our lot. We always seek to increase whatever to increase our physical status and to have more. We're not satisfied. We're not comfortable with what we have. Whereas in Ruchnias, in spirituality, we tend to get very comfortable. We're satisfied with what we have. A person has a certain seder of how much he learns every day, or a person goes to davening and how much kavana they have. We're pretty satisfied with the way things are. We're not looking to necessarily increase our daily dosage of Torah, Avodah Gemilas Chasadim. Now, obviously, the truth is, the true mahalach of a yid should be exactly the opposite. A yid should constantly seek to enhance the ruchnias. A person should never be satisfied with their lot in ruchnias, and a person should be satisfied with their lot in gashmias. The word regel, which we use, which means a foot, also means regilus. Also come means something that a person is accustomed to. It's called regilus. Now has another definition besides a shoe. It means a lock. Right? A person is, the word noel, a person should, locks the door, right? Is called noel. The shoe, what it represents, when a person puts a shoe on their foot, what it means, what it represents, is that a person locks in their regilus. A person locks in what they are accustomed to. And that's what a person is supposed to do in gashmias. When it comes to gashmias, a person is supposed to lock in that they're accustomed to. A person should not seek to enhance their gashmias. A person should be satisfied with what they have. A person should buy shoes for his foot, or a locks for his regilus. Be satisfied with what you have. But that's only ruchnius. when it comes to the Admas Kodesh, when it comes to holy ground, when it comes to Ruchnias, take your lock off your regilas. Don't be comfortable with where you are. Don't be comfortable with your regilas. A person needs to seek to grow then. So that's why the holiest day of the year, if it comes to Yom Kippur, you got to take your shoes off. It's a time for growth. Or a person goes out to Harabayas, take your shoes off. It's a time for growth. When it comes to Ruchnias, there's no mocha for shoes. Shoes are for Gashmias. So when a person puts on their shoes, what they're saying is, Baruch Ata Hashem Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. Rabbi Nishleilam, I have everything that I need. I don't need anything else. I don't need anything more. That's what shoes represent. That's what Chazal tells us. When you put on your shoes, that's when you make the bracha. Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki. When you put that lock on your regilas, that's when you need to bracha, make a bracha. Rabbi Nishleilam, thank you for giving me everything that I need. Perhaps this is the ending we find by it says by Yosef. The Haftorah of Parshas Vayeshev. Pasuk in Amos. Koyamar Hashem, Al Shleisha Pisha Yisrael, Al Arbala Yashivanu. Hashem says there are, it is on three Averis of Klal Yisrael, or four, that I will not forgive them. Al Michram Akes of Tzadik, that they sold the Tzadik for money. Ve'ev Yoin Babu and Alayim. Babu and Alayim. And they sold Yosef for shoes. You find this in the, on Yom Kippur when we say the piyut that talks about the Asar Aruge Malchus. Also mentions there that they sold Yosef for shoes. What does it mean they sold Yosef for shoes? So perhaps Yosef was known as the Balach Alemis. Yosef was the dreamer. Yosef was a person that was never satisfied with his level in Ruchnius. He was always dreamed for something greater, always seemed to achieve, always dreamed to achieve more. That's why he was called Yosef. Right? Yosef means to add. Now, when people, when other people are around such a person, it's very aggravating. When you have somebody that's constantly seeking to grow, it makes the people around them feel inadequate. Because they were very satisfied with where they were, and here's this person that is constantly seeking to grow, and it brings a sense of responsibility on the other people when they were very comfortable where they were, and perhaps this was the machlokes between the brothers and Yosef. Yosef was such a balach halemis that it brought about a sense of inadequacy to the brothers. That what bothered them was that he was a balach halemes. And that's why they ended up selling him. Meaning they had shoes and he didn't. They had a nail on their foot. It's hard to talk about the shvatim in that way, but in order to learn from this, aderech and avodas Hashem, perhaps they had a They had shoes. They had a lock on their regilas. Yosef didn't have shoes. Yosef didn't have a nalaim on his feet. He was constantly seeking to grow. So they sold him ba'avur naloyim. They sold him because of shoes. Perhaps this is pshat the Chazal saying, harogel b'ner. Somebody who is literal pshat in the Gemara, somebody who's common in candles, will have children tamid chacham. What does that mean? Common with candles. So, the Sforim tell us that a candle Right? It says Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam. Right? Ner represents a person. How is that? The fuel, the oil represents the neshama. That's the pnimius, and the lamp that holds the oil, right, represents the goof. Together, when you have a goof and a neshama, it can shine. You can there can be a flame can be lit when you have a goof and a neshama together. Obviously, one without the other is not shaykh that it should illuminate. It's not shaykh that it should shine. However, in order that it should shine, a person needs to be satisfied with their goof situation and seek to increase their neshama situation, right? That's ruchnius, a person has to seek to grow. In gashmius, a person has to be satisfied with their lot. A person needs to establish a regilus for their ner. The ner is the lamp. A person needs to establish a regilus for their ner. And harogel b'ner is somebody who establishes a regilus, somebody who establishes a level of comfort for their ner, and a person does not seek to grow in that area, only in areas of ruchnius, that is recipe for children. Children see that where their parents are seeking to grow is in areas of ruchnius, and not in areas of gashmius. That is what brings about children. So that is the bracha she'asali kol tzarki. A person puts on their shoes, it is a statement that Rabbeinu Shlomo, thank you for giving me everything that I have. And that's the answer, Pashtus, on all the Mefarshim ask, what, that this bracha is different than all the other brachas. All the other brachas are made in present terms. Pekeach Evrim, Malbashurim, Matir Asurim, Zoykev Kifufim, Matir Asurim, even the last one, Hamechem and Tzadegover. And here, this is past tense. Sha'osali kol tzarki. Hashem, that you provided for me. We don't say sha'osali kol tzarki. We say sha'osali kol tzarki. Pshat is, no, I'm saying that whatever my status was until now is fine. You don't need to provide anything more for me. Sha'osali kol tzarki. You have provided everything for me. Perhaps, according to this, we can understand the hemshech of these two brachas. The first one is Hameichem Tzadegava, he prepares the steps of man. And the second one is Shasli Kotzarki. The first one, perhaps, is talking about Ruchnius, where a person has to be a Heilach, a person has to be a walker, a person has to continue to grow. So we make the bracha, bracha to Hashem, Hameichen Mitzadegover. You have prepared the footsteps of man, indicating that the Rebbeinu Shlomo has prepared a potential for each and every one of us, and a potential that we need to walk towards. And then there is Sha'osli Kol Tzarki, when it comes to Gashmias. You've provided everything that I have. There's nothing I need to walk towards, nothing I need to grow towards. You have given me everything that I have. With this we can... The B'nai Yisoscha brings from the Maram Chagiz that that the reason why Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Shalom alechem yaraglecha, take your shoes off your feet, because the place you're standing upon is holy ground," says the Bnei Yisoscha, is because he brings up the Maram Chagiz, because in Sefer Bereishis, in Parshas Bereishis, Adam was cursed, and the earth was cursed. The Adama was cursed. So we don't want Adama that was cursed to stand directly upon the Adama that was cursed. That's not a good combination. cursed and cursed. So there needs to be a separation between the two. And that's why he says, it says, Yim Karadim Kol Mashiyashlo, a person should sell everything that they have to buy an Olam Nedaglo, to buy shoes for their feet. That there should be a hefsik, there should be an interruption, there should be a separation between the Adam and the ground. However, when you come to Admas Kodesh, when you come to holy ground, that's ground that's not cursed. Might as well take off your shoes. You don't need shoes there. That's why Yom Kippur also. Yom Kippur, the entire world becomes Kodesh. It's a Yom HaKodesh, the entire world becomes Kodesh. There's no reason to wear shoes. But perhaps what we need to take from that is that what he's saying is that a person needs to separate themselves from Arzius. A person needs to separate themselves from earthliness. If there is no separation between man and earthliness, then man is always going to feel lacking. We're always going to feel that we need more. It's only when a person is able to separate themselves from earthliness that we can actually be satisfied with what we have. So, it is specifically when we put on the shoes and we have that hefsik, we have that separation between ourselves and Artius, then we can say, Baruch Shah Sadi Kol Tzarki. Then we can say, the Baruch Baruch Hashem, you have given me everything. But as long as a person isn't wearing shoes, and there is no separation between the person and Artius, there is no separation between the person and earthliness, the person can't say that bracha because the person feels lacking. The person is too involved, too connected to Artius to feel that one has everything. The Shlal brings from the Marshal Pshat in this bracha, Shalsali Kol Tzarki, and why we put it on, and why we need to say this bracha specifically when we put on our shoes. And the same thing is brought, the same thing is written by the Gra, is that there are four levels of, four different types of creations in the world. There's Doim, Tzemeach, Chayim, Medaber, right? There's still objects, such as stones and earth. There's Tzemeach, there's sprouting, things that sprout. There's Chai, there's living creatures. And then there's Medaber, right? So the Daimim is the lowest. Tzemeach is higher than that. Chai is a higher level than Tzemeach. And Medaber, which is the human being, is the highest type of, the most important type of creation. The way the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tam Shileyu B'Maaseh Yadecha, Hashem, you have given man rule over all of your handiwork. Koil shato tachas raglov. You have placed everything underneath his feet. That's the lashon of David HaMelech until, indicating how important the human being is, that we rule over all of creation. We have the right to slaughter animals and to eat them. Animals have the right to eat grass, right? They eat tzemeach. We have the right to kill the chai and eat it, because we're more important than the chai. And that is brought out by David HaMelech by the words Kol Shato Tachas Raglav. You have placed everything underneath his feet. So the way we show this is by taking the hide of the animal and putting it on our feet. Right, we step on the hide of the animal by wearing shoes. So the bracha that we make when we put that on our feet, and we show that that the Rebbeinu Shlomo has given us the rule over all of creation, the bracha that we make then is Baruch Sha'asa Li Kol Tzarki, Rebbeinu Shlomo, you have given us everything that we need. Everything in the world has been placed under our feet. Rav Shlomo Kluger says, very interesting word. He says, based on the Gemara that we've mentioned, that the Adam Yimkar Adam Kol Mashiyashlay, a person should sell everything that they have, v'yiknem and olam haraglim, he should buy shoes for his feet. So if a person wouldn't have shoes, the person would have to sell everything that he has. But now that I have shoes, I don't have to sell anything. So now I can make a bracha. Shalosli kol tzarka. Now I can make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, you've given me everything that I need. I don't have to sell anything because I have shoes. So I've heard that all the brachas are said in very general terms. Malbish arumim, right? In plural. You dress the naked, right? Matir asurim, you release the bound. And here is the only bracha out of all of them, sh'aso li kol tzarki. It's the only bracha that's made in singular terms, right? You have given me everything that I need. Not sh'asisa lanu kol tzarkenu. So the Chechanover says, very interesting, that the plural of whenever tzrachim is mentioned in plural, tzarkenu, tzrachim, tzrachav, it's usually relates to a person relieving themselves in the bathroom. Asiyas tzrachav. Right? So if we would say in plural, sh'asisa kol tzarchenu, it would seem that we're talking about the ability to go to the bathroom. That's not what we're talking about. So that's why it had to be in the singular. That's what it says, that's what Shechanava says. But I saw a word that a person is supposed to be satisfied with what they have. But a person is never supposed to tell another person to be satisfied with what they have. A person is supposed to give another person that they should have more. I never tell another person to be a mistafik mamu. A person is supposed to say, Hashem, you have given me everything that I need. That person doesn't have enough. That person I need to give more to. A person has to constantly seek to be made to give to others and never justify themselves that, you know, that person should be happy with what they have. That's made specifically for me. Also, Lee called talking. So, the Baruch Hashem should give everyone everything that they need. We should all be zeicher to be meichem etzalei gavur. When it comes to ruchnis, we should constantly grow more and more. Mechael el choyel.